Push it, push it. Yeah, your toads crushing this workout sesh, Tish.
Toads.
New year, new you, man.
A new me? Why would it want to be a new me, Murph?
Well,
the old me has been totes killing it last year.
You have, you absolute ledgeback. What was your highlight of the year?
Oh, there's so many to choose from, Murph.
Yeah.
Some quality selfies taken of Llama photobomb for the win, I reckon.
Absolute classic. And anything outside Twitter at all?
Oh, you mean IRL, in real life?
Yeah.
The spin team really set up some quality photo ops.
Yeah.
There was a hard hat pick in Ophelia.
Oh, yeah.
Totes amaze balls. My jogs with Justy. My Love Actually speech. Not where I actually stood up to anyone, lol. No, I just fanboyed all over Downing Street. And let's not forget the Brexit tank top.
How could we? The shinners couldn't believe you were the one to put the guns back in Irish politics.
Totes.
But aside from photos, what was your highlight?
Oh, you mean actual substantive policy stuff?
Yeah.
Then it would have to be all our great meaningless catchphrases.
Yeah.
The Republic of Opportunity.
The Rural Resurrection.
Prospects for the people.
A future of feasibility.
And let's not forget the one that kicked it all off.
What?
In my leadership campaign.
Oh.
Hashtag Leo for leader.
Oh, the memories.
Bonjour, ça va? I'm running for the leadership of whatever's left of Fine Gael when your man eventually leaves. I'm here to appeal to people outside my key demographic, the swamp donkey blucher, the rural voters. Now, some of you rednecks might be worried because I'd be Ireland's first openly smug Taoiseach, but I'm young-ish, well-liked by key demographics like yummy mummies and bored hipsters. My achievements include self-promotion, publicity, and making everyone forget I was a terrible Minister for Health. Hashtag blame Harris. I'm also pretty tough. I set up a hotline for people to rat on welfare cheats. So if you have any information on people in Cork South Central, please call in. There's one guy who's been living off the state for 20 years and has never done a tap, if you get what I mean. So remember to make the right choice, the really right choice. Don't vote for Coveney, he's a Noveny. Vote hashtag Leo for leader.
Good afternoon, I'm Dobbo, here to fill you with the scandals of 2017. Sometimes all the noise of modern life, from Trump's tweets to the Taoiseach's novelty socks, can distract from the important things. And I don't just mean Ireland's greatest newsman being moved from primetime television to pre-dawn radio. There are some stories from 2017 that shouldn't be forgotten, like a cluster shambles cloud of Garda scandals.
Introducing the new album by The Police, Double the Numbers. The Blues Brothers and Sisters are back, and they're just out of college.
Templemore! How'd you cash that? How'd you cash that? Templemore! How'd you cash that? How'd you cash that?
Don't pay for those pints, Massey. That's coming out of the laundry account.
Double the Numbers pays tribute to the men and women of uniform who leave you breathless.
Breathalyzer, double breathalyzer, I've a breathalyzer, oh breathalyzer, oh I've a breathalyzer, baby, yo, 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 wow, stepping out of your car, breathalyzer, multiply the breathalyzers,
and your tax is out. In their first exclusive recording since they taped 30 years of phone calls, they're hungry for more.
Oh, snack box! Send me down a snack box!
Do you want salt and vinegar with that, Willie?
If you're arrested, lads, down by the docks!
Oh, yeah.
Would you ever bring me back a snack box?
Yes, millions of fake breathalyzer tests, thousands of fictitious checkpoints. Here's how my big interview went with Garda Deputy Under Assistant Commissioner Fiacla McGillifehekel.
With regard to and in adherence of the regulations in respect of the vehicle.
Oh, don't distract me by comically mispronouncing things. How did this happen, Garda?
There were systemic issues in the system carried out systematically.
Was it the bit in the system called the Gardaí?
Oh, you're a right smart bucko, aren't
Look,
you?
Did the Gardaí just make up the numbers?
At this time, we are not seeking anyone else in connection with the investigation.
Right, for everyone at home, that's fluent Garda for yes.
When
are we going to see the prosecutions?
Sorry, what?
The prosecutions of Gardaí for making up drink driving stats and messing up 15,000 convictions that will cost millions to appeal.
At this time, we are following a definite line of inquiry.
No one is getting prosecuted, are they? Or fired? They never do.
Well, there was a fellow who dropped a snack box into the evidence bag.
And what happened to him?
Oh, he had to go.
Right.
We made him a chief super.
And that said it all, folks. But anyway, it's a new year. So far, we've survived Trump and Brexit. And by God, we will survive Dancing with the Stars and Ireland's Got Talent. I believe in you, Ireland. But not as much as I believe that it's time for me to enjoy another glass of Beaujolais. Now go back to sleep, Ireland. And now, a New Year's message from the 45th President, Donald Suck It Up Trump.
Thank you, thank you. My fellow Americans, I am joined on this day by my beautiful wife, Melancholia.
Hello.
And Video Link.
Yes, I am unfortunately somewhere else and definitely not next door, refusing to be in the same room as my husband.
Thanks, sweetheart. We're going to count down my most Trumpy moments of 2017. It's gonna be great. Take it away, Eva. I mean Melania.
At number 5, Donald's totally successful travel ban.
This will be a total and complete shutdown of Muslims because they're like salad. No one likes salad. Believe me, Muslims are the worst people we let into this great country since the Indians and Pocahontas. A lot of people say that. Terrific travel ban. Wiped out terrorism.
What about all mass shootings like Vegas?
Honeys, whites can't be terrorists. They're just troubled. Next.
At number 4, accusing Barack Obama of wiretapping.
Let me be clear. If I wanted to know what the Donald was thinking, I could just look at Twitter or give myself a severe concussion.
A wiretap would find nothing anyway. It is totally normal for the president-elect and all his aides to speak in Russian. Next.
Number 3, blaming both sides of neo-Nazi rally.
I'm just saying a lot of the guys with the burning torches are good folks. Some of them were even wearing white hoods. That's right.
Sir.
Dressing up as ghosts to delight children.
Sir.
They're heroes.
What about the Nazi salutes and saying Heil Trump?
You're fake news. They were waving at the TV and saying, Hi, Trump. They're great people. They love America, hate salads.
But sir, with respect.
Shut your mouth.
This list is never-ending, like our marriage.
Thanks, honey. Love you, too.
At number 2, mindless provocation of North Korea on Twitter.
Little Rocket Man Kim Jong Kardashian will see fire and fury, the likes of which only Burger King's delicious flame-grilled Whopper has ever seen. Also, he is short and fat and stupid and smelly. It was a terrific success. Thanks to me, North IKEA is now totally disarmed. Or did I dream that?
Finally, number 1 Trumpy thing my soon-to-be ex-husband did, the handling of the Russia inquiry.
I just want to ask you one last time,
yeah,
sir.
Sure.
Why did you fire James Comey from the FBI?
I fired him because of Hillary. I mean, because of Russia. I fired him because of Russia.
But just hold on a second.
It was because of Bannon. No, wait, Spicer. The dog ate my homework.
Sir, please.
What?
You don't have a dog.
That's fake news. My first wife was a total dog.
Sir.
It's true, a total dog.
You can't say that.
You're a snowflake. And that was it. What a terrific year I had. Better than Obama's.
You really are a piece of work.
Thanks, sugar boobies. Come back home from wherever you live now.
Never.
That's all we've time for, folks. My KFC has just arrived, and I gotta go rage watch my news shows. So enjoy 2018. It's gonna be the greatest, most incredible, and possibly final year ever. Happy nuke year. I mean new year. Or did I?
Good afternoon, I'm Hugh Edwards, physically here but mentally at home opening the port. The past year has been unforgettable, no matter how hard we try. Here are the highlights from Britain. First, the year began with America swearing in Trump and creating the worst political mess on the planet. So the UK said, hold my beer, and proceeded to take the shambles that was Brexit and turn it into a catastrophe. Fresh from taking over from former Prime Minister and creepy ventriloquist dummy David Cameron, Theresa May decided that what was needed, what with all the uncertainty surrounding Brexit, was yet more uncertainty. So she called an election.
Yeah! believe in not just a strong Brexit or a stable Brexit, but a strong and stable Brexit. A red, white and blue Brexit. With all the red strength, blue stability and white flag of Brexit. Deal or no deal? Who wants to be a millionaire? The weakest link. Goodbye.
Incredibly, Theresa May, a woman so out of her depth she almost blew the election to Jeremy Corbyn, a man who looks like a crumpled betting slip and whose opinion on the EU appears to have been written on the back of one.
The leaders of Europe are confused, bemused and not at all amused. They feel abused, misused and certainly refuse to excuse the accused. I have assured top European officials that a Labour government would not walk away. That is to say, we would stay, but that we would not say we would stay in a way that is not okay.
In the end, May formed a coalition with Northern Irish boiled ham lookalikes, the DUP, which came as a surprise to people in the UK, as most of them had forgotten that Northern Ireland actually existed. Then, when the notion of Northern Ireland remaining in line with EU laws to facilitate a soft border, party leader Arlene Foster and MP Nigel Dodds were, like evolution or global warming, having none of it.
The idea that part of a country be separated from another part by a foreign power goes against all unionist values.
We in the DUP guarantee to defend to the death unionism, even if it costs jobs, homes and peace.
We must be governed by the same laws as the rest of Great Britain.
Except for gay marriage, abortion and other things we disagree with.
No.
Yes.
Elsewhere, the Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson said things like this about Brexit.
Yes. Whether the outcome is soft or hard, I assure you that all will be more than satisfied, and I will give you a free taxi home. Sorry, just updating the old Tinder machine profile. What were we talking about again? Quavers.
So there you have it, a dramatic 2017, so full of twists and turns, it's given us all advanced scoliosis of the mind. Hugh Edwards, hoping that there's still some decent gin left by the time I get home. BBC News.
Callan kicks the year!
You're a beast of a man, Tish.
I suppose we had some rough times too, Murph.
What? No, it was a whopper year, Murph.
But what about all the homelessness.
Don't worry, I'm solving that once and for all by classifying tents on the side of the canal as lightweight bijou riverside apartments. Boom, homelessness sorted.
Great work.
Yeah.
But I wasn't talking about the pavs.
Oh.
I was talking about something that really matters.
Sorry.
Having to cancel my big trip to Africa because of the whole Taunusha emails thing.
It was a real tragedy, Tish.
I'll never forget that difficult meeting I had with Pearls Fitzgerald.
So earthy.
Pearls, this scandal could really open the floodgates. I mean, that is, if the government were to ever actually install floodgates anywhere.
Oh, it is a frightful business, but despite all this kerfuffle, Leo, I intend to hang in there.
What?
Like Mugabe.
He resigned on Tuesday.
Did he?
Yes.
I didn't get an email alert about that.
Oh, God.
Or maybe I did and simply forgot.
Listen, Taunushta, there's a very obvious ending to this whole business.
I dare say I agree.
You do?
And whatever the wishes of the Taoiseach are, I shall fully abide.
Well, I'm very glad to hear that.
So do let me know when Micheál Martin has been in touch.
Wait, what?
That'll be all.
Taunushta, I...
And do close the door on your way out, dear. It's quite the winter of discontent out there.
Ugh. Hi, I'm Des, with a look back at sport in 2017. Well, here at RTÉ, the highlight was our sports awards, where we ignored Dublin's three All-Irelands in a row and Galway's historic win by giving a team of the year to a bunch of dancing horses who were not on drugs anymore. Yeah. Joe Brawley, if I come to you, aside from almost coming to blows with Barry McGuigan,
the wee shite that he is, Des.
What were your highlights?
Well, the Dubs were to blame. You can't take that away from them.
No.
Until I decide to next year for no reason. Mayo were a huge disappointment again. Celebrity losers.
Oh.
If Edno Shea spent more time on the training ground and less time on Twitter.
Ooh.
At Joe Brawley 1993, incidentally.
Of course, there was a high-profile retirement as well.
The Judas Gooch!
I was actually talking about
Cathal McQuillan. Anyway, Margie Morrissey.
Hi!
Lee McCarthy went over the Shannon.
Something I myself have done on several occasions. Ugh. Yes, I like them broad and majestic.
Oh, dear.
It was a great year for Galway hurling, and there was some party in Eyre Square that night.
Yes.
Supermax had to be disinfected for a fortnight.
Disappointment, though, in the World Cup qualifiers for Ireland, Eamon Dunphy.
Yeah, Daz, I said all along that this team lacks talent, leadership, the skills to compete on the world stage, and above all, it lacks Wes Hoolihan.
Though he did play in that awful drubbing by Denmark.
There was no point in putting in Wes,
no,
because I had nothing to give out about at halftime, and nothing to cry about afterwards when I reflect on the character, the fortitude, the endurance, the endeavour, and all the other doomed Ernest Shackleton ships that this team calls to mind.
Well, that sums up 2017, a memorable year in Irish sport with heroic defeats in the World Cup and trying to secure the Rugby World Cup.
Disgrace!
Even Conor McGregor was beaten in the biggest pay-per-view sports event of the year.
Though he did win the fight in the pub, Daz,
ooh,
against somebody's dad.
Yeah, so not all bad. And the one champion fighter we have, Katie Taylor, has been told to retire by her own dad. Glorious. Thank God for the GAA. When does the O'Byrne Cup start? Does anyone know? Yes, even the O'Byrnes don't go to the O'Byrne Cup. Oh yeah. Might see if Cahill wants to go.
Callan kicks the year!
Hello there, and a very good morning to you. Now, time for our Beyoncé lyric. I don't think you're ready for this jelly. I don't think you're ready for this jelly. I don't think you're ready for this, cause my body too bootylicious for yo, babe. Now, moving on, I'm joined by Minister Fiscal Donoghue.
Thank you very much for inviting me in.
Did you bring me a New Year's gift, by the way? A lump of coal?
No.
A beautiful bottle of Malbec? Even a €7 Merlot from Spar?
No.
Presenters can't be choosers after all.
Ha.
Or else I wouldn't be on air a grueling 4 hours a week.
I'm afraid I'm empty-handed. I only have a certain amount of money, Marion.
Right, well, you'd probably have a lot more if you'd clamped down on the vulture funds that hoovered up the last few state assets from NAMA.
Thank you very much for pointing that out.
Or if you collected the $13 billion that Apple owes the Exchequer.
Well, in fairness, thank you very much for coughing at me.
Right.
I did admonish the banks over the tracker mortgage scandal.
Well, never mind them. The crowd I'm having a lot of trouble with at the moment is the bottle bank.
Oh.
I mean, who knew there was a limit to the amount of empties one could deposit? But anyway, let's all remember the tracker mortgage scandal.
Oh, diddums.
This is Maureen on the last day of her mortgage.
You know, I can't believe that after 35 years, I finally own a semi-detached lump of pyrite in an area with a medium to high crime rate and within 100 kilometres of a hospital.
I love the kitchen window because I can see the bit of the lawn that the bank sold to a Texas vulture fund. The sheriff, he was lovely when he came to evict the kids' slide in the swing set. The lawn is vacant now. I think they're going to put a data centre and a wind turbine on it. Eventually, like.
Maureen is a good girl for paying her mortgage.
I suppose I'm looking forward to spending time getting to know the house. Because I had to work triple shifts for 30 years to keep up with the instalments when I was taking off my tracker mortgage. Oh, it'll be nice for the wee Wileen I've left before I kicked the bucket. The bucket is there for the leaks in the roof that I can't afford to fix because the government shafted me with the pension as well, you see.
Now, Maureen, we all partied.
I'll finally be able to pass the house on to my kids. They'll get a few quid out of it after the inheritance tax. Assuming, of course, they want to come back to Ireland after emigrating to countries with functional public services and accountability, where people actually do time for defrauding ordinary people, or at least lose their pensions.
We told you to shut it, Maureen.
I don't remember what my children looked like.
The Irish banks. We're backing Brave. Because no one is brave enough to take us on.
I just wish somebody would just, you know, process.
Quiet now, Maureen. And live in your hellhole till the end of time.
And Hello?
Jamiriam, is that you? Come closer to the fire, my boy.
Are you okay, Mihal? I'm genuinely concerned about
I've
you.
I've tried to put a brave face on things, but this has been my anus horribilis.
I think it's pronounced anus horribilis.
That's what I said, anus horribilis. All the time saying we were going forward. We were really going backward, going forward.
But you've been doing an amazing job as leader. Everyone says so.
Come off it, Jamiriam. We had end on the ropes, but I let him get away with it. Like all the bankers we let get away with things during the unpleasantness. And then Varadkar tried to defend the indefensible. Pearls Fitzgerald. And I let him away too. Oh, what have I done? We were 11 points ahead at one stage.
I was so proud of you for getting us to that point, genuinely.
The bank scandal, the Garda scandals, the housing crisis. I should have pulled the trigger on an election months ago. Ah! Did someone just pull the trigger? I didn't mean it. I'm not ready for an election.
Relax. It was just some wood cracking in the fire. Maybe you'd like me to heave you alone?
What did you say heave? What? A leadership heave? What?
No. No one wants to get rid of you, Mihal. Behave me.
Now get out of here, Jamiriam. Get out. No one is taking my job. I refuse to go down in history as the only leader of Fianna Fáil not to become teacher.
Oh, don't worry. You wouldn't go down in history for that. No one would remember you at all.
What?
But I have to go. I genuinely hope you had a great New Year's heave.
Get out, get out. Think of a happy place. 2004, the smoking ban. The last good thing we did.
2017. It was a bad year for Mayo Ringer.
Yes.
They lost a sexy Taoiseach and failed to win Sam.
But at least I got a full cabinet minister when I became the minister for Mayo Inda.
It's Dr. Inda, by the way.
Huh?
Pity about the homelessness, though, Ringer.
All right, yes, you should have fixed that. And it's Minister Ringer, by the way. Huh?
No, I meant your homelessness.
Huh?
Your department doesn't even have an office yet.
Well,
Department of Rural Development.
Yes.
You can't even develop your own postal address.
Still, we've got a proper Taoiseach now who as us lying in the polls.
Oh yes, Leo Vruca.
And you know, he's a class of a Mayo Taoiseach after all.
Sorry, what?
Your old Mayo friend, Senator Padda Burke, rounded up the 9 senators that swung the race for Leo.
Well, of course, I would never have interfered in the
Nobody
race
wanted your support, Inda. Twas the kiss of death.
How dare you? I was a record-breaking Fine Gael Taoiseach.
Imagine one of your own ran rings around you made you totally irrelevant.
Record-breaking, I tell you.
That must have hurt big time, huh?
Anyway, I left of my own accord.
Lord above, sure you took forever to name the date.
Yes.
But we gave you a right old send-off.
Ah, you did, Rick. Minister, sir. My God, I'll miss the totally tropical taste of tins of lilt. Keeping me cool since 1975, baby.
I've put up with you a long time.
Jeez, you're very good, Ringer.
Through all your scandals and malaise.
Well, most of that was Alan Shatter's fault. Now, come on.
Oh, how I envied all your pensions.
3 pension heaven, here I come.
Cringed at your funny little ways.
Ringer, you're too kind to me. Now my time is nearly over.
It's gone on long enough. You have to name the date.
You'll never find out when I leave.
Well, can you narrow it down at all? Give us a hint.
On a rainy night in Mayo.
Well, that doesn't narrow it down now, to be fair.
It's the end of all my dreams. The end of all my dreams.
Boss!
Are you crying, Ringer?
Well, it feels like a funeral, and you know how I love friggin' funerals, boss!
I'll miss you, Ringer.
Oh, you did the state some service,
no, no, I don't want my departure to be all backslapping and praise. I have some regrets too, you know.
Oh, that's very big of you, boss. To be fair, you promised reform and end to cronyism, so your legacy's a total flop.
Not any of that, Ringer, no.
What then? What could be worse?
It's just,
Yeah?
Ugh,
huh?
Why did I ever get rid of the free cars for former Taoiseach?
Ah, for the love!
One last time, Ringer.
Siobhan!
Good luck.
The Ray Darcy Show with Volkswagen. Because Ray Darcy would drive a Volkswagen Polo. Ray Darcy.
So, 2018, isn't the time flying all the same? Does anyone else think that? Sure, you won't feel it now till you're all dead. Now, it's Operation Transformation time, when I get to call out fat people, yay! I put on a half a pound myself at Christmas. Yeah, yeah, too many currants in the porridge. Well, what about you? Text in if your fat fingers can work the keypad. Now, Miriam O'Callaghan.
Hi, lovely Ray.
Big year in store for you.
Well, every year is a big year when you're as tall as I am, Ray. Not that you know anything about that. Genuinely.
Yeah, but especially big year for you, considering the election in November and all that. Oris on Uachtaráin. Hello?
I'm sure I don't know what you're talking about, Ray. Yeah.
Just want to read out a tweet here about the presidency.
Can't do that anymore, Ray.
What's that, Will?
Tweetgate.
I don't know.
Sorry, Ray.
Vogue Williams, how are you?
Vogue.
And tell us, what are you looking forward to about 2018?
I've got a new hard-hitting document.
Right.
Show about does RTE.
What?
Where I lift the lid on what really goes on RTE.
Please, don't do that.
Then I'm going to be presenting the Today Show with Di and Vogue. Then Vogue's Room to Improve. Then Dancing with Vogue and Celebrity Vogue. And
that sounds amazing.
Right.
Genuinely.
And in the summer, I'll be doing Saturday Night with Vogue.
Wait, what?
And I suppose, Vogue, you'll probably be doing my show as well.
No. Nobody watches that.
Oh. Please do it, though.
Vogue.
Anyway, we have to leave it there.
Vogue.
I'm off now to judge people on their fatness.
Vogue Miriam!
Whoops! Vogue.
To the people of Ireland, my subjects, I say Happy New Year. I have been your president now for 6 long years, which means that one has a very important decision to make in 2018 in relation to Áras an Uachtaráin. Mainly, should one change the wallpaper for the next 7 years or leave it be? But one's duty now is to thank you all for listening to Callan's Kicks throughout the year. The show is written, voiced and mixed by Oliver Callan, but he's nothing without the writing team of James Cotter, Fiona Looney, Dave Coffey, Anton Piacocolla, Graeme Keyes, Luke O'Kinsler, Paddy Cullivan, Keane McGarrigle, featuring the voice of Lisa Garvin. The executive producers for RTE were Anne-Marie Power and Sharon Gorman. Legal by Willie Ryan. And the series editor was James Cotter. Special thanks to Emer and John. And a brand new series of Callan's Kicks shall return in February. The cheeky buggers.
Callan's.